Angels in America, produced last season at the Omaha Community Playhouse, was a show that showed the complexity of human emotion and human experience during the 1980s AIDS epidemic. It was a piece that left audiences thinking, but it was a piece that was yet to be finished. As the doors open at the Omaha Community Playhouse once again, the stage is set for the sequel and finale as Angels in America Part 2 Perestroika takes the stage.
What we've been telling a lot of folks is we did Part 1 last fall, but you don't necessarily have to have seen Part 1 to be able to understand what's going on in Part 2. The beauty of this piece is it's set in 1986 during the uplift of the AIDS epidemic amongst various populations, but most predominantly the homosexual population in the world. And it centers around many different intertwining stories. And you feel that intertwining in Part 1 more so than what you do in Part 2. Part 2 really starts to lean into this idea of learning how to navigate a world with disease, how to navigate a world with crazy different ideas of what relationship should look like and what it actually is.
Director Brandon Box Higdom is taking up the mantle and continuing this tale. This production is a unique opportunity for the Playhouse, as they have brought back the very same cast from Part 1 to reprise their roles in Angels in America Part 2.
This cast has all returned from Part 1, so if you did see Part 1, you should come and see how the story completes. But they already have this beautiful working relationship. This cast has been phenomenal to work with. They really truthfully understood what made each one of these characters tick at their core, but were also willing to try to go even farther, to really flesh out what exactly does this relationship look like between these two characters here, and how can we navigate that together as an overarching theme or objective or things like that. And they have been willing to play from day one.
This script about deeper human connection has its deepest connection with the director himself, as Brandon Box Higdom speaks about his personal connection to the show and why he loves it.
This show defined my career. It defined my passion for wanting to be in theater and do pieces that were powerful, were impactful, were not always pretty, was not always quote unquote safe. It's also really interesting too. I have had a couple of folks tell me that I approach Part 2 not necessarily very differently, but me being a 53-year-old gay man, having lived through the 80s and living through that shame and fear and guilt and what that is and how, what is this thing and why can't we find a cure for it, versus the director last year who was queer and in their mid-20s, we both approach it very, very differently. And yet it's that same still powerful story that sometimes needs to be told.
The Omaha Community Playhouse will be showing Angels in America Part 2 Perestroika until November 9th. More information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.